Hi everybody, this is Nick. Welcome to teaching series. How do you say this in American English? 大家好，我是 Nick。
大家好，我是 Brad。
欢迎大家订阅查看微信公众号铅笔英语，有更多精彩免费内容。同时呢，如果大家有什么想学的表达，可以在评论留言告诉我，或者在新浪微博 @ 黄宏敏 Nick 私信告诉我。今天我们来讲解巧要怎么去用英文表达。比如说你去逛街遇到一个朋友也在逛街，你可以说这个好巧啊，在这里遇到你，或者说在这里碰到你。或者说你去吃饭遇到一个不认识但是很出名的人，比如说周杰伦，对吧？同样可以说好巧啊，居然在这里看到周董。 So what's up Brad?
What's up Nick?
I'm still gonna run something by you. I'm so thrilled right now.
What? What makes you look so happy?
So you know what?I ran into Scarlett Johansson when I was in New York yesterday. I cannot believe it. I mean, what are the chances?
Oh my gosh, is it really? What a coincidence.
Yeah, I mean, it's a small world. I never thought about that. I never thought about, you know, meeting, such a celebrity in person in my life.
Well, you are lucky. Unlike me, I bumped into my ex-girlfriend on campus. I haven't talked to her since we broke up.That was so awkward to see her unexpectedly. I mean, what are the odds?
I'm sorry. I can tell how awkward you were.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. I just can't believe the chances of that happening.
I'm sorry. 我们刚刚就是说呢，在遇到某人，我们用了非常多的一个表达方式。我们可以用这个 what are the chances, 或者是可以用这个 what a coincidence.或者是我们可以用这个 What are the odds? 就是或者是 What a small world? 可以表达非常多的有非常多的方式来表达好巧遇到你，这几个都是可以我们常用的。可能中国学生会比较熟悉 What a coincidence, 因为 coincidence 在这里可能是巧合，对吧？这个单词本身就是巧合的意思，但其实其他方法我们也会经常常用。 So this is pretty much it for today's class. I'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye everyone. For you to exit, I let you go, let you back. I finally learned my lesson. No half stepping either, you wanted it, you just claimed.